for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious.
Somebody help! Somebody help! Somebody help! Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, Jesus believers all over this universe. Brothers and sisters, I am so happy this morning. And you're going to see why in a minute. I'm just going to get God said, I don't know if I'm going to finish up the pack, but you got your list there, right? I don't know if I'm going to finish that today or on Shannon's show tonight. I'm going to be on Shannon's show, the Lord willing, tonight at this evening at 6. Eastern Standard. But I have to do this because God is concerned about somebody's healing. But God is concerned about your healing too, because everything you have on that list I asked you to make, you need healing. You're going to need healing from whatever those spirits are you got on that list. Now, I've not seen God do this way before. Hear me. So, this morning, you kind of like on an adventure with me in Christ Jesus. But I'm going to tell you this. God is going to do something on this line this morning in a different way, because as I was studying, thinking I was getting back to my packs, boy, them packs, I got to do that right, because that's a little booklet. That's a training manual all by itself. And I'm thrilled. And the reason that I'm really thrilled is God added something to it and dropped a gift that or drop some authority. Now, I know some of you know more than I do. And some of you may have known this already, and you may already have it. But I'm going to tell you what, I got it today. All right? And I'm glad about it. Because what God did this morning is empowered me even more. So, I'm going to share it with you. And I'm going to highlight where the empowerment came. And Jessica, in the end, I wasn't even able to write. Oh, this is too. Wait a minute, let me see this. A message came up in the back of it that I wasn't even quite aware was on the printer. Oh, that message from the other day printed out too with it, with this. I guess God want me to put them together. Remember when I was teaching about why eternal life is so important? That came up on the bottom. Oh, all right. So, Jessica, this is what I need you to do. At the end of this, I have about 9 scriptures that I just did not have time to look up. So I want you to look this up, these 9 up for me. I don't know if I even, or maybe I have to look them up when I get off and put them in the PDF. But this one here is probably a PDF that I'm going to make available to you like today. Because I want you to read this, and I want you to get this in your spirit, man, if you miss some of the other stuff. So what I'll do is when I get off, immediately I'll look these scriptures up, add them to the back, and if you send me if you want it, I can have it for you today. Some of the other stuff I'm still working on. I haven't sent nothing out. But listen to this. This amazed me. I'm starting off at John 5:17, I think. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." I'm kind of reading from the King James Version. "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." John 9:4. "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." My Father is working and is very busy. So Jesus wants us to understand that this is no time to be nonchalant about the enemy's attack. And the Lord was reminding me that Satan does not play gentle. So trying to be all gentle is not for this type of ministry, per se. So the Holy Spirit was, now on this one, the Holy Spirit ministered to me and Jesus, okay? So the objective that the Holy Spirit was trying to get across was, it's time to get, you know, when they say the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violence taken by force, he was letting me know it's time to get into that realm. But this is what the Holy Spirit said. In order to fulfill your destiny on earth, you must be ready to confront darkness. You must pray prayers against the forces of darkness. And then the Holy Spirit said, you know you have the authority to pronounce judgments. I said, I beg your pardon. Holy Spirit said, you can pronounce judgments upon the demons of sickness and disease. That really got my attention. Then the Holy Spirit said, you can pronounce judgments upon mental, physical, physiological, financial, and psychological demons. I said, okay. I said, because I was getting ready to write these other booklets. He said, but I want you to know that I've given you authority and I'm going to provide you with additional ability and power to pronounce judgments upon these demons. I said, well, how do you do that? I said, well, how do you do that? He said, you remind the demons to remember the white throne of judgment where they and their master will be in hellfire eternally. I said, can you give me that again, please? He said, you tell the devil to remember the white throne of judgment where they and their master will be in hellfire eternally. I said, okay. So then he said, go to Isaiah 53:2-4. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, no comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now you know that's Isaiah 53:2-4. The Holy Spirit said to me as I was trying to type, God has carried our sicknesses. And healing was provided for our atonement. I said, yeah. So I preached the whole year on the atonement. The Holy Spirit said, but many are still not healed. He said, and they're still not healed because they do not want to open to God properly. So you need to prepare the minds of people with my words that will build up their faith for the deliverance or healing they seek to take place. He said, and as you do this, I want you to remember that you're talking to, put this in the chat room, an unfair mind. I said, okay, God, I don't even know what an unfair mind is. What is it? He said, well, it's a mind that you all have. Your mind is unfair toward Jesus. I said, why? He said, because you were born in sin. And you were shaped in iniquity. So therefore, you grew up with an unfair mind. And an unfair mind is a hindrance to all the blessings and all the benefits of God. So in order for you to be able to get the people healed that need healing, there's going to have to be a, put this in the chat room, positional change. An unfair mind toward Jesus requires a positional change. And Holy Spirit said, you got to help the people stop being a gambler. I said, boy, this is really getting out there. But it was to me, and I know it is to you when it's new. So the Holy Spirit said, there's got to be a positional change where people stop being gamblers with the things that belong to me and pertain to me. Even when they don't need a healing, but they need everything that I have for them. Because you told them yesterday they were living beneath their position, didn't you? I said, yep, I did. You told me. He said, so now I'm trying to utilize you to show them and come out of living beneath their position and to live above, to come on up. But there has to be a positional change because they were born with an unfair mind. And an unfair mind hinders them from receiving anything from God our Father, Jesus his Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I said, they're going to have to stop gambling. There can be no gambling in their need. He said their need has to be a choice, and they have to understand that it is a choice that God is allowing them to make. Holy Spirit said, you see, and he was talking about me too. Remember, I'm not just preaching to people. I'm talking about myself. He said, when you refuse to accept all that Jesus has for you, you remain in the dominion of darkness and Satan. When you accept all that Jesus has for you, it is at that point that you are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And guess what, Erica? Holy Spirit say, right at that point is when you're called to make a positional change. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Look at this. And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13-14. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Holy Spirit said that brings the unfair mind under subjection. The unfair mind toward Christ that you were born into, that you were raised through. Yeah, I'm talking about like from a little kid raised up chronologically. He said, and that is when this positional change, you have to change your position. And when you change your position, Erica, the empowerment comes. And when the empowerment is there, you can pronounce judgment on demons. I said, oh man, I'm loving this. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. But with the mouth, confession is made unto being made whole, complete, and lacking nothing. But with the mouth, confession is made to bring you out of the position of living beneath your privilege to living on top of your privileges and living through them. An unfair mind toward Christ blocks you, stops you, hinders you, and prevents you from having all the full benefits that you were born again into. Scripture says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Holy Spirit said, don't ever get used to your problems, Erica. Tell the people, do not get used to their problems. I don't care what they are. Because getting used to your problems makes you pretend to be like others. It makes you feel like nothing is wrong with you. Getting used to your problem makes you think that nothing can be done about your problem. Remember, and then he brought me into remembrance about the man at the pool. It said when Jesus saw him lying there, Jesus knew that he had been in that position a long time. And Jesus said to him, like he's saying to you and me and us this morning, that are living beneath our privilege, will you be made whole? Will you make a positional change? Will you be brought out of darkness into his marvelous light? Will you? Are you still going to accept what God does not accept for you? Are you still going to accept what God is not accepting for you? Are you still going to think that how it is how it's supposed to be? You must make a positional change yourself, and then God will do the rest. Too many of you, the Holy Spirit saying, have accepted your situation unconsciously. Holy Spirit say you've accepted your position as if it's part of your existence. And that is limiting you. That is hindering you from receiving all of God's benefits and covenantal promises that he has made you. He says some of you, because of your unconscious owning of your problems, unconscious owning of your problems, but you owning them with an internalized belief or feeling that whatever this illness or whatever this bad thing is has come to stay, and cannot be healed or delivered but so far. It takes faith. It's going to take you making a positional change to get what is already yours, but you haven't received it because you have an unfair mind toward Jesus. And you have unconsciously accepting what's bad as okay. God considers it bad, wrong, not supposed to be that way. But you say it's okay. And you yourself are hindering God from healing you. You yourself have allowed yourself to get stuck in a position that is beneath your position as God has planned it for you. It's going to take faith. It's going to take your faith. It's going to take you going from an unfair mind, Jesus can, but will Jesus, into a real mustering up all you got to make a positional change from it's okay to this has got to get better. It's got to be better. It's got to be better. And only your faith in God through this positional change, you're going to have to cast down that unfair mindset you got toward God. And believe me, it is not an accident. It was set up by the devil. It was set up. Remember, the scripture says he will wear out the very patience of the saints in the end time. So it's deliberate. But aren't you glad we got a Savior? And all he's saying to you is he wants you to be completely honest with him this morning. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be delivered? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to live in financial stability? You're going to have to start being honest with yourself. You're going to have to come out of la-la land. You're going to have to, what did Elijah say? How long are you going to be between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. If you fake God, be your God, serve him. Bible said, then the Holy Spirit gave me these. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside. When they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. Then I didn't have a chance to look up these other scriptures, but I'll give them to you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. Revelation 12, 11, Psalm 149, 5 through 9, Matthew 18, 18 through 20, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, and Ephesians 2, 5-6. It is time, probably past time, there has to be a positional change. Some of you been gambling. Well, I'm going to see. I'm going to put my money on 8. I'm going to believe God for 6. That's what you say. And then when it don't happen on 6, you go into, well, this is just how it is. I just got to, God say, no more. There has to be a positional change. It's a choice. You bless. It's a choice that God is allowing you to make. So this morning, in the name of Jesus, I pronounce judgment upon demons of sickness and disease. I pronounce judgment on mental illness. I pronounce judgment on physical illness, sickness, disease, maladies. I pronounce judgment on financial sickness. I pronounce judgment this morning in the name of Jesus on sin sickness. I pronounce judgment on physiological sickness. And I ask you, Lord, have mercy on us. In this transition, in preparation to destroy all these pacts, all these hidden works working against us that we don't know anything about, I pronounce the judgment of God against them in the name of Jesus. I pronounce the judgment of God against the forces of darkness on this earth. I pronounce the judgment of God against the Antichrist and the Antichrist spirits. I pronounce the judgment of God against all hindering forces, all hindering spirits. Go to judgment. Prepare for judgment, the effects and the wrath of God. I pronounce judgment against the enemies of God this morning. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, begin your process of judgment. And I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for the judgment of God that has begun. I pronounce the judgment of God against spirits of sickness and disease and lack and deprivation in the lives and the bodies and the souls of the believers. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. Oh, God, I thank you. Things are getting better and better and better for the men and women of God as we are being positionally changed. I thank you this morning. Things are getting better and better.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Over
and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this.
clap your hands. Come on.
Blessing. When the Lord teaches me to come in my way, and he does it over,
father's heart.